salt to tears.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. One more glorious time here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we are so thankful to be able to spend the next half hour with you today. This week we have been talking, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We've been addressing the topic, what are you tempted by? And, you know, we've talked about there are godly urges and then there are ungodly urges, desires, and how we act upon those is very, very important in our life. And so I was telling you how God had dropped three words into my spirit, urge, the urges that we have, and then we either purge them or splurge them. And so I thought I was through with this. And I went home, and where some nights I have absolutely glorious sleep and wake up and say, oh, so that's what normal people feel like. Last night was one of those situations where I was tossing and turning, and there, you know, somebody should probably write a song about that 50 or 60 years ago. But, that was a joke. There was something stirring in my spirit last night. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more today. Talk about some of the things that God dropped in my spirit. To begin the day with, we want to say thank you to Bill Andrike at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Did you know there's a lot of different things that can cause air conditioning problems? Sometimes it can be the age of the system. Sometimes it can just be a part gets worn out. Or it could be like last week when all of a sudden there are storms that arise out of seemingly no place. And next thing you know, transformers are going snap, crackle, and pop like they were in the neighborhood of our church. I had a person that said, did you see the flames that were shooting out of that transformer? And I said, no, I didn't see it. He said, every time the power would try and come back on, there'd be like a mini explosion. The power would go off, then it would try and come back on. And those surges of power can be hard on your equipment. And so if you have had a power surge and it's done some damage to your AC system, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. Many times it's not an expensive part that needs to be replaced. You know, everybody automatically starts thinking thousands of dollars when your AC system goes, but Bill at Creative AC Solutions, a lot of times he can tell you, no, it's not going to be that. It's this part here. And it can be a very quick, I'm not saying that it always is, but it can be a very quick and relatively inexpensive repair. And it gets you back up and running and cool once again. So if you are having problems, maybe you're not having power or didn't have power surge damage, but you want to make sure that your system is cleaned so that it runs efficiently, so that your electric bill stays relatively moderate this summer, give them a call, have them come out. They'll give your system a checkup. They can clean what needs to be cleaned, and you will be glad that you did. So their phone number one more time, 321-759-3284. I could have added surge in there as well, I suppose, but those were the three words that God dropped in my spirit. So we were talking about what is it that tempts you, because if all we talk about is what tempts other people, then we're really not going to make any headway. We're not going to gain any ground. We're not going to experience any victory because we're not identifying the thing that makes us vulnerable in our own lives. So there were a few things that were dropped into, and some of these are issues that I have in my life. Okay. So let me talk about one. Soda. I read an article a week or so ago about how your body reacts to just one soft drink. Now, it's the sugar in the soft drink that causes your body to react that way. And it was talking about how quickly your body reacts to that, the effect that it has on your organs, the fact that it causes you to be dehydrated and things like that. And so you want to make sure that you're not addicted to anything as a young person that is going to cause you problems when you're a middle-aged person, that is going to alter your lifestyle when you're an older person. And so God wants to give us victory not only over the sin, but also the weight that so easily besets us. And since I dealt with mine, I'll deal with somebody else's now. And that is, there are way too many people addicted to soft drinks. And you know, I don't care whether it's a sugared version or an unsugared version. If that thing is controlling your life, it's draining your finances, get victory over it. Get victory over it. So let's talk about one that's not a problem for me, but it may be for many other people, and that's coffee. There are people who are spending more money on coffee in a day than many people spend on food in a day. I have a person that I know, and coffee ended up being one of his biggest health challenges because of the damage that it was doing on his body. He said that he would rather drink coffee than eat at one point in time. And finally, with an action plan, his wife challenged his staff to step up and make sure that he was being accountable to the health plan that needed to take place in his life. And when God delivered him from that, there were massive health strides. And you say, well, now you've just gone from teaching right to meddling. And well, that's what pastors do. Somebody asked me one time about food, and I said, well, I blame my parents because they fed me repeatedly as a child, and I got addicted to it, and I've been addicted ever since. And that's a bit of a joke, but there are many people that food is their drug. Food is their drug. They eat if they're depressed. They eat if they're lonely. They eat if they're happy. They eat. And you know, you can look at me and you can say, well, you don't have complete and total victory over this area in your life. And I don't. But we're not here to talk about everything I have victory over. We're here to talk about the temptations that we all deal with. And here's the thing. One of the things I've got written down here is ice cream, because there are many people who they don't want a scoop of ice cream. They don't want a spoonful of ice cream. They don't want a dish of ice cream. They want a half gallon of ice cream. They look at a pumpkin pie as a one person serving. You know, that I mean, I remember when I was a kid that I thought it was going to be a great challenge to be able to eat. At this particular time, there was a little individual restaurant. It wasn't Little Caesars. It was just Caesar's Pizza. It was a little local chain or a little local store not far from our house. And their small pizza, it wasn't a personal pan-sized pizza. It was probably four pieces, six pieces, something like that, that you could get out of this 10 to 12 inch pizza pie. And I remember thinking, I want to go and I want to conquer that small pizza. And everybody's like, you can eat all that. Listen, when I was growing up, I could eat like nobody's business. You know, I could have my mother's tacos. I could eat six tacos, eat a plate of nachos, have three Pepsis, have a piece of pie for dessert, and wake up the next morning and have lost weight. I mean, I could process some food. How my parents ever survived having two boys in the house and afford to feed us is because my brother was healthier than I was when it came to eating. We don't want even food to have that victory over us. We don't want that to be a temptation. We can also talk. Let's see if I can read my handwriting there. People are addicted to being victims. People can be addicted. The real thing is, what does it do to your time? You know, there are sexual addictions. There's pornography. There are hobbies. There are some people that the temptation that they have is, what am I going to do with this time? And they pour it all into a hobby, and that hobby is used to distract them from God's best and God's plan for their life. One of the things that I struggled with in my life was addicted to games, video games. Now listen, we're not talking about video games like they have video games out there today. They got their controllers way beyond my expertise a long time ago. But there was a game called Pole Position that was very addicting. Miss Pac-Man, Galaga. Those were some video games. One night I stayed up playing Centipede on an Atari 2600 controller. I stayed up until the wee hours of the morning trying to conquer this game. I never got good at that game. And I woke up the next morning and I had strained muscles in my thumbs because that thing just became an addiction that quick. So there are certain things that I don't allow into my life because I have a past with those things, and so I don't want them to dominate me. Some people have are tempted in the area of gambling. You know, I read an article recently about a person that had a particular addiction in their life, and I read this type of story from time to time, and they talk about that they have a relapse. And many times there's a trigger, there is an event that takes place, and all of a sudden their mind goes back and it remembers how long they have experienced the victory. And they said, you know what? I'm just going to allow myself to give into this temptation. And before you know it, it has regained control of their life again. Okay? You and I, we need to say, God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. One of the things, and I tell people in my life this, one of the things that I struggle with is an addiction to news. Now you might be listening to all this stuff and you say, well, those don't seem all that controlling. And I will tell you that any tool that the devil uses to gain control in your life is a tool that you don't want being used against you. And so there are certain things that I have to put in place in my life just to make sure that I don't fall prey to that. Now, I'm not living in a bubble. I'm not living an uninformed life, but I used to be able to turn on the local news. I would watch the, this was before they had the 4 o'clock news. Okay. I would turn on the news at 5 o'clock, watch the 5:30 news, the 6 o'clock news, and then, you know, there would be news that would come on at 10. There, the national news would come on at 6:30, and every hour I would be watching what they would have a tease. This is something new, and you think you're going to miss out. Well, I want to challenge you this. What about the news of heaven? What about that news that God wants to share with you about praying for this person or ministering to this person in need? If we cannot just be people who watch the news, God intends for us to be newsmakers. Some people are addicted to work. Some people are addicted to money. You and I, we just cannot afford to allow any of these things to have control in our life. And so what I encourage you to do is to purge any of those things that there's a vulnerability in your heart. You need to purge those things and replace them with something else. Okay. One of the excuses that a lot of people use is, well, I don't have time for this. I can't afford this. And I would like to tell you that we make time for the things that are important to us. We find the money to do things that we think are important to us. And so I want to invalidate that as an excuse. And so what we need to do is we need to ask God to lead us not into temptation and empower us to be better stewards of the resources that he has given to us. We each have 168 hours every week. A person many, many, many years ago told me, "Pastor, if you want something done, don't go to the person with all the time in the world on their hands. They won't do anything with it. Go to the person who is so busy that that you don't know how they would add one more thing to their plate. Go to them and they will find a way to get it done." It has very much to do with prioritizing what we're going to do. And with these temptations, we are asked by the devil to shift our focus away from God and from his priorities and his plan in our life and fixate on some of these other things. Now, listen, everybody has a full spectrum of life, okay? I'm not telling you it's going to be, you know, just thinking about the scriptures every moment, every day. That's not reality. You've got a job. You've got family. You've got health issues. God wants you and I living a balanced life. I attended a school, and they wanted to focus at that school. When I attended there, they wanted to focus on body, on soul, and spirit. God has made you a triune being. You have a trichotomy, not a dichotomy. You're not just body and soul. You're body, soul, and spirit. And you and I are going to spend a portion of our time focusing on each one of those issues. The temptation is to ignore one and focus on the other. And if we do that, we're going to make a mistake. We're going to get out of balance in our life, and we're going to suffer negative ramifications from it. When Satan tempted Jesus with turning the stones to bread, Jesus resisted that temptation, not because God wasn't concerned that he was hungry. That was just a misuse of God's power. Because here's what happened. When Satan left, the angels came and ministered to him. Don't settle for the devil's provision, which is going to bring heartache and consequence, when God has a provision for you that, if we will just wait for it, is going to be exponentially better than anything that God has, or that the devil has to offer you. God's provision is always going to be off the charts better. So what I wanted to do with this broadcast is I wanted to broaden the spectrum so that you could go into your prayer closet, you know, your place of prayer. You know, you and at my house, one daughter prays here, one daughter prays here, my wife prays here. I've got my place of prayer. And go into that and say, God, are there any areas in my life where I'm needing you to lead me out of this area of temptation? Lead me to victory. Deliver me from evil. The devil always has evil and malicious intent for you, your finances, your health, your mental well-being, your spiritual well-being, your effectiveness. The devil never has any good plan for your life. So, what do we do with that? We've talked about a number of things that over the past few days, and I want to encourage you that if you are not able to get the victory in a private manner, find a person that you go to church with. It might be your pastor. It might be a friend. It might be a brother in Christ. Ladies, let me just offer this one word of wisdom out there, and that is this. If you are dealing with an issue, guys, go to a guy. Ladies, go to a lady and say, I need help in this area. I need help in this area. I pastor everybody at my church, but there are many times that if a lady comes to me with a problem, I'm going to point her to someone else. I'm going to point that person to my wife. If it's a young lady, I'm going to point them to my daughters who work in the kids ministry or the worship leader or the office manager. I'm going to make sure that ladies are dealing with those issues, because that's a safeguard. You see, what the devil intends to do is to perpetuate your victimization status. Okay? He wants to make you a victim over and over and over again. Do you realize that people who get scammed financially, that the people who scammed them will come up with another scam trying to recuperate the money that they were scammed out of the first place, and they intend to make them victims over and over and over again? And if we're not careful, if we're not wise, if we do not behave ourselves in a godly manner, the devil will take a bad situation in a good person's life, and then he will try and make that a series of bad experiences. Don't let it happen to you. There was a pastor that recently admitted that he had not had a sexual encounter with a person that he wasn't married to, but he was in an emotional attachment with someone that he wasn't married to. That was on a national stage. That was on a national profile. We're not talking about anybody locally here, but we have to be very wise whenever we're dealing with this fallen human nature. We need God's leadership. We need God's wisdom. We need God's power. We need to remember that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. We need to remember God is good and the devil is bad. Remember that we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We need to remember that we are not in this battle alone. There are so many tools. God has equipped us in 2019 to overcome temptation, overcome weaknesses in our character, overcome anything that the devil throws our way. We have never been so well equipped and yet walking beneath the provision that God has for us. Let's turn that around. Let's realize that we are dependent upon God's leadership in the area of temptation. And then let's follow. Do you realize that Jesus' disciples, they were his followers. Wherever he led, that's where they went. When he addressed a situation, they learned from that situation. And when Jesus manifest heaven as a reality in their daily life, they came away with a greater appreciation for who God is. You may be going through a storm like you've never gone through before. And here's what I'll say. Thank God you're going through. Don't look at that storm as being the end. Look at it as a place on your journey, and the end result is you're going to have a greater appreciation for God. You're going to have a greater compassion for hurting people. And we're not going to be an arrogant people. We're going to be a humble people, because we're going to let God be the one who leads us. We're going to let God get all the glory, and we're going to live transformed by the grace and the power of God. Like I said, this wasn't what I had on my schedule to talk about today, but overnight God changed what I had in store, and that's his prerogative, because I'm his child, I'm his servant, and this is his ministry. And so hopefully this has been a blessing to you today. Remember, Creative AC Solutions, if you need some help with your AC systems, 321-759-3284. And we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.